Welcome to the Montgomery County Department of Permitting Services podcast. I'm Gail Lucas, your host. I'm also the chief of the Customer Support and Outreach Division of DPS. Joining us on the podcast today is my boss, DPS Director Esam Matazadi.
Great to be here, Gail. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for agreeing to be here. I know our audience will learn a lot today because you are an expert on our topic, ADUs, or accessory dwelling units. For those who don't know what an accessory dwelling unit is or why these structures are growing in popularity, we have a lot of information for you today. Esam, why don't you tell us why ADUs are so hot right now?
Sure, Gail. ADU stands for Accessory Dwelling Unit, also known as in-law suites, granny pods, or backyard houses. An ADU is a second dwelling unit that is part of a detached home or in a separate accessory structure on the same lot that includes facilities for cooking, eating, sanitation, and sleeping. It should be noted ADU must be in a single-family detached property, not permitted in townhouses, condominium, and duplex. There are numerous reasons for its popularity. What led to the popularity was in 2019, to help alleviate the local housing shortage, Montgomery County amended zoning laws by passage of ZTA 1901 to make it easier for homeowners to build ADUs on their properties. Prior to passage of ZTA, ADUs were only allowed in large-size residential lots, 1 acre or more. Montgomery County Council passed ZTA 1901 to allow ADUs in a small lot residential zones, R60, 90, and 200. These are small size lots that are anywhere from 6,000 square feet to 12,000 square feet. Why are they so popular? That's a good question. Really, they have been popular, especially on the West Coast, in LA, Portland, and Seattle, Washington. ADUs give homeowners more options when it comes to supporting their grown children, grandchildren, or elderly parents. ADUs can be a good investment for property owners who are looking for additional rental income, which would also increase the number of affordable housing units for rent in Montgomery County. Also provides additional living space for family members or guests. In some cases, I get calls from property owners that want to build an ADU for their parents, so they can be close to them, or vice versa. Last week, I got a call from this elderly couple. They wanted to build an ADU. And once we got to talking a little bit, I found out that their son has moved back in with them, with his family, and they're looking for a home to buy, to move the family. But as you know, it's very competitive out there, and the prices are high. After 4 to 6 months of looking for houses, they decided to build their own ADU, which I said, well, congratulations. Hopefully they can get what they want. And he said, well, they're going to go move into the ADU. They want the family have the bigger house. So that's what you're getting these days.
So ADUs are very popular now in Montgomery County. Let me ask a question, though. Can an ADU, must an ADU be a standalone structure? Can it be a room, or can you convert your basement? Are those kinds of conversions are allowed to be ADUs?
Yeah, I mean, great question. So if you have an existing home and you have a basement and you want to turn it into an ADU, absolutely. The basement could be finished and you want to turn it into an ADU, or unfinished. Also, if you have an addition, or you if you want to build an addition to your existing home, you could have the ADU as part of that addition. Or if you have a space above your garage that you want to turn it into an ADU. So yes, absolutely. Yes to all those questions, Gabe.
Another question, though. What is the difference between an accessory dwelling unit and an accessory structure?
We talked about ADU, what an ADU is. ADU is still is an accessory structure, just like other accessory structures on your property. The difference is accessory structures, which is on the same parcel of property as a principal structure, and the use of which is incidental to the use of the principal structure. That's really what an accessory structure is. So, for example, Gil, I know you love to do gardening. You know, you have a nice house and, you know, you want to keep up with all the flowers and plants and everything else. So for you to keep all your gardening tools in one place, you may decide to buy a storage shed. So that shed that you purchase, that's going to be placed on your property. Of course, accessory structures, they all have to be located in the back of the property behind the main house. So you can buy that and put it on your property. Other stuff that people love to do these days is the gazebos or other similar buildings.
The difference being that I can't live in my garden shed or in my gazebo, yes?
That's true. That's true. It's going to be not habitable.
Okay. So I want to convert a space into an ADU. What's the first thing I need to know? What's the first thing I need to do?
First thing you need to do is contact DPS. You know, Gail, you and I always talk to people all the time. We get people calling us. And that's not just in regard to ADUs. For other stuff they want to do around their house. Or people could be commercial purchases, or they go lease a property. Then they come to us when they want to get the permit. And at that time, they may not like what they hear. Well, there are limitations, or the use is not allowed, or this is a change of use. You have to do other stuff to be able to get your building permit. So it's always best to call us. You know, we have people on a standby, our specialists that'd be more than happy to hear what you have to say and help you. You know, we are your project partners to help you with your projects. So after that, if they decide to go forward with an ADU, the permitting goes through DPS. As you know, you apply online and submit all required documents. Also, at the same time, the property owners must apply for an ADU license with the Department of Housing and Community Affairs, DHCA. While their plans are being reviewed by DPS, DHCA will proceed with the licensing part. DHCA must issue the ADU license before we can issue the building permit. However, there are limitations to the size of ADU. So what are these limitations? The limitation that associated with a detached ADU, a standalone, the maximum gross floor area must be the least of the following. 50% of gross floor area of the principal dwelling, 10% of the lot area, or 1,200 square feet of gross floor area. So let me just put it in layman terms. So you have a house that's 1,400 square feet gross floor area, and you want to build a standalone ADU, the 50% rule applies. So your new ADU cannot be more than 700 square feet. Suppose you have a bigger house, 10,000 square feet. The 50% doesn't apply now because the maximum is 1,200 square feet. So regardless of what the size of your house is, once you reach that 1,200 square foot limit, that's at the maximum ADU you're able to get.
Okay. I wanted to circle back to something you said a little bit earlier, that the permitting of ADUs in two parts, basically. There's the DPS part, the construction part of it. But then you said the customers also need to go to DHCA, the Department of Housing and Community Affairs. Do I need to go to DHCA for an ADU license, even if I'm not renting my ADU, if I'm just moving my parents into it or I'm moving my kids into it? Does DHCA still have to be involved?
Yes, DHCA is involved. Anytime that you want to do an ADU, regardless it's for rent or for the use of one of your family members, you have to contact DHCA and obtain a license.
So the message to customers, the first thing you need to do is to contact DPS to make sure that an ADU can be placed on your lot, or the type of ADU that you want can be placed on your lot, yes?
Correct. Absolutely, yes.
I'm sure our listeners want to know how many ADUs we have in the county today. Do you have a number of ADUs that we've permitted, and is that number increasing?
Well, we have issued almost 350 ADU building permits since January 2020. That's when the law went into effect. Yes, the numbers have increased since the first year that the law went into effect, which we issued 30 to 35 ADUs. but it has increased drastically since then. We issue between 100 to 125 ADU permits a year since 2020.
That is a hot ticket. So to conclude, if you want to build an ADU, contact DPS to find out if you can. You will need to apply for your permits online. We have an electronic permit process. And know the role of DHCA. You will need to go through DHCA to get an ADU license. Is there anything else our customers should know? What are some of the top questions that you receive about ADUs?
So you just mentioned they have to get the license from them, and also what they need to know is either the ADU or the primary home must be occupied by the owner. Some of the questions that we get, I mean, that's some of the questions, you know, that comes up. You cannot rent both of them. The other one is, does my property qualify for ADU? And what do I have to do to turn an existing space into an ADU? So the answer to all those questions is contact us to find out. And I'm sure you can give them more information because you have a great program over there. This design consultation that you run over there is one of the best customer service that can be provided for the residents of Montgomery County.
And for our listeners, a design consultation is available to you free of charge before you start your process, whereby you can sit down with DPS staff from all of the discipline agencies or discipline departments and talk about your project and get information, get advice, get code questions answered before you apply for your permit. So you're right, it is a very good program. It's a very worthwhile program, and it is free to you, listeners. It is a free service.
That's the best part.
Remember, we are here to help you, our customers, succeed. It's important to know when to get a permit and why you need a permit. If you have questions about the permitting process, you can reach out to our customer support team by calling 311 or 240-777-0311, or stop by our offices at 2425 Reedy Drive in Wheaton. We're on the 7th floor, and you don't need an appointment to get in-person assistance. Our office hours are 7:30 a.m. to 4 o'clock p.m. Monday through Friday. Thank you, boss. Thank you, Ehsan, for joining us on our podcast and for all of the valuable information you shared. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Please check out the DPS website at montgomerycountymd.gov/DPS to find information and resources to help you with your next project. There is a wealth of information on our website. Do you have an idea or a question for an upcoming podcast? We want to hear from you. Email your ideas and questions to dps.podcast@montgomerycountymd.gov. If you found this podcast helpful, please share it with others and subscribe so you can get our latest episodes. Until next time, I'm Gail Lucas. Remember, DPS is your project partner.